I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A top general from Colorado says American interests are increasingly threatened in space. General John Raymond made the remarks before a Senate committee yesterday as part of his nomination process to lead a new U.S. Space Command. Michael DeIwana reports.
Raymond said American access to space and the ability to maneuver freely can no longer be taken for granted. Several countries are developing a range of technologies that counter U.S. interests.
And to be honest, they don't like what they see. And they're rapidly developing capabilities to negate our use of space and to negate the advantage that space provides.
Raymond is the sole nominee to lead U.S. Space Command, which could be headquartered in Colorado. He's currently in charge of a space mission at Peterson Air Force Base. I'm Michael DeIwana.
Colorado State University and the University of Colorado plan to collaborate on a new medical school program focused on healthcare's impacts on patients and society at large. A new school branch in Fort Collins is expected to enroll students beginning in 2021. Students will have classes at Colorado State and earn medical degrees from the CU School of Medicine. Faculty from both universities will be involved in teaching. A long-term answer for Pueblo's animal needs could come soon. KOAA reports that Pueblo city and county officials are hashing out the final details of a 3-to-4-year contract with the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. The Pueblo shelter was previously operated by a group called Paws for Life, but practices prompted a state investigation into its treatment of animals. This is 91.5 KRCC News.